This edition of Quick Calls is brought to you by the Edmonton SPN T-shirt store. Check out whatamaneuver.net/EdmontonSPN and pick up your Front Row Mafia shirts, available in 12 colors and a very great design.
It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Dude, I've been playing Pokemon Go while we chill.
All right, folks, as you just heard there, this is Mike the Ref from the Alberta Avenue Arena, which apparently is a Pokemon Go gym here.
No, Pokestops.
My bad, Pokestops. This is all speaking French to me, but that's a different story here. We are here with the Monster Pro Wrestling Tag Team Tournament.
And Coplights.
Oh, interesting. We have our special guest, Andre C., here.
Nice to be here.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, I'm pretty much out of breath here, guys. This was...
Oh, wow.
I thought you guys got hit there in the main event, like your table guy did, honestly.
No, we're clearly out of the way there.
The whole entrance, like, shifted. I thought you guys got hit.
No, not at all. But we'll get to that later on here. 8 absolutely unbelievable matches here. 7 involving the tournament and then a singles match as well. Which that singles match is going to provide shockwaves down the MPW roster, top to bottom, to take words out of Brian's mouth there.
Oh, yeah.
But let's get to the matches right off the bat. First match we had on the card was the defending MPW Tag Team Champions, the Weapons of Mass Seduction, taking on the MPW Heavyweight Champion Irishman, along with the PPW Heavyweight Champion, and Massive Damage.
Yep.
In the end, it proved to be too much for the Weapons to have to put up with Massive and the Irishman, who ended up getting the 1-2-3.
Yep.
Andre, your thoughts?
Overall, pretty good opener. No, it wasn't really anything spectacular. A good quality match from, like, you had all three of the Weapons in there, 3-on-2, and I still don't think they, in total, the three of them weighed up to what Massive and Irish.
That's what Irish claim. That's why they allowed the 3-on-2.
But it was a good overall match. Good, like, worked a good spots. Nothing super special in this one. It was just kind of an opener. It was a good match. Enjoyed it.
Brian?
I thought it was a pretty decent match. Both teams fought hard. Irishman and Massive, they did take control. But in the beginning, though, we did have a little bit of comedy going on, which I thought was kind of neat. For a wrestling match here, and then it turned to serious business with Massive and Irishman, and well, the more veteran team just destroyed the tag champs tonight.
Now, I don't know if we're ever going to see the Weapons of Mass Seduction again, especially after that centipede spot that they had.
Oh, like, God,
that was just, folks, you're going to have to see the DVD to believe it, okay? But let's move on to our second match here, which ended up being on the other half of the bracket. I'll get into why that happened later on here. I guess I get a little bit of privy into some of this stuff. So, our second match of the night was the stud stable team of Crazy Core and Nightmare taking on Team Vintage of the Sicilian Assassin and Mr. Intensity, Mark Posey. I was really impressed with these guys not being in the ring for one year and 6 years respectively, how well they actually did perform there. But in the end, if you thought the 3-on-2 was going to be a factor in the first match, it definitely was in the second, with that sniveling little rat Vince Austin getting involved and causing the victory here for the stud stable. Andre, your thoughts?
A good overall match. It wasn't surprising to see Vince get in as he does, because he's Vince Austin. He's a dick. And he gets in where he shouldn't be.
I'm glad somebody else agrees with me finally.
But it was nice to see the Team Vintage back in, Mark Posey and Silly Assassin, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really nice to see them back in the ring. And it was just a kind of a throwback match. And really enjoyed it. The Team Vintage looked good, but again, they lost to the stud stable, so.
Brian?
Oh, I thought it was a great match overall. Sicilian Assassin and Mark Posey looked fantastic for not being in there, like you said, 1 6 year and 1 4 year. My God, it looked like they weren't, they just they weren't out of, had no ring rust. It was like they were ready to go. And they got, took it somewhat to the stud stable for a lot of the match. But like you said, we had that damn fucking weasel get in there. Colonel Austin getting the, helping his team pick up the win.
Causing a distraction, and then all of a sudden, Crazy Core comes out with that damn cane. I swear to God, I'm going to get him to take that cane and shove it up his... Never mind, I'll stay politely now, but...
He'll beat you with it.
Oh, I don't want him to beat me with his stick, but that's all... Yeah, never mind. Moving on to our third match of the night. We ended up having essentially two good guy teams here, with Youngblood Cody Blade teaming up with Kato, the team known as Y050, free delivery, but
okay.
Taking on the team of the ex-OWE of the Wild Child, Tyler James, and Sydney Steele. Hey, man, I've been talking a lot tonight.
PXD, because it's the letters before them.
PXD, okay, we'll go with that. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was a pretty good match. Yeah, four fan favorite groups going at it. Cody Blade and Kato look fantastic as a team. I think this is like the first time they've teamed up. It looked like they've been teaming for quite a while because some of the moves they were doing was incredible. And Tyler James and Sydney Steele, they did a pretty good job. But in the end, you had damn freaking Chris Parrish come out, pull James off the off the apron and ram his head into the post, and then Kato got the submission on Steele, and Steele had no choice but to tap out.
I will have to say, Kato is very adverse in submission wrestling.
Yes.
First, he went with the inverted figure four, and then turned it right into a calf crusher. But thanks once again to the interference of Chris Parrish coming out, yanking TJ off the ring apron and then into the ring post, like you said. It ended up Steele didn't have any other choice but to tap out there. Andre, your thoughts?
I thought wonderful. I really enjoy this match. These guys, all fan favorites. I'm a big fan of Tyler James, and really impressed with Youngblood there. He's really been showing us more and more every time he comes out. Just won the PPW Cruiserweight Championship in a ladder match not too long ago, and then he's going towards another ladder match here tonight, or TLC match. But honestly, they look great. Him and Kato looked awesome, and then pick up the victory. It's a positive for Youngblood because he's showing that he can hang with the big boys here in Must Wrestling.
The one thing I enjoyed about this match more than anything is we saw four very distinct styles.
Yes.
You had Tyler James with the power game. You had Sydney Steele with his British submission wrestling.
British?
Well, it looked more of a British style, you know.
Goofy.
When they come across the ocean, that's the first place they hit. But you had Cody Blade with his Lucha Libre type style with his quick kick.
Crazy, do whatever the fuck you can.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. And then Kato with his lightning quick kicks. Straight out of Japan, a little bit of strong style there.
Oh,
so.
My God, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic match there. Now let's get to the fourth match of the quarterfinals. We had the One World Empire team of Maniac and Chris Parrish taking on the high-flying Hellraisers of Diablo and Kid Cyrus with Soraya Sawyer in their corner. In the end here, it ends up being a very smart move by Chris Parrish getting the blind tag in. So you get the blind tag by Chris Parrish on Maniac. Diablo ends up hitting that crucifix bomb that he puts away so many people with.
Yeah.
That Hell's Hammer, I do believe he calls it. But it was against the wrong man, so they didn't count the fall. And then they came in with
the ref actually caught something for once.
Yeah,
okay,
we're gonna try not to bring up the refereeing tonight because I'm actually terrible. Embarrassed at this point for some of us. But
one of them, the other two did fine.
I will say this: that finisher that the One World Empire has developed right now, it's an STO with a running knee.
Yeah,
absolutely devastating, and that's what ended up taking out Diablo in this match, and getting the victory for the One World Empire.
But I will say this. Diablo and Youngblood did cheat in this match.
Diablo and Cyrus.
Oh, sorry. Wrong guy. Sorry, I'm mistaken. They did cheat by having their manager come in and hit that slam. They did cheat.
Yeah. Oh, good guy cheated. The referee was distracted, so what he does it see?
It's still cheating. I thought they were good guys. They shouldn't be cheating and having their manager hit these top rope slams.
Hey, dude, you got to do what you got to do to try to win, man. Yeah, OWE. Yeah.
Hey, Lita ended up coming out and hitting Hurricanrana, so nobody said anything about that.
Exactly.
So.
OWE didn't cheat in this match.
Well, take out that spot. What did you guys think of the match, Andre? Well,
even with that spot, I thought it was a great match. I really enjoyed it. Both teams showing off. You got the high-flying team. You got that more grounded style team. Grounded, flashy team. I really enjoyed it. I don't know much else to say. It was awesome.
Well, Brian, Andre stole your line, so keep going.
Oh, overall, I thought it was great. Parrish and Maniac, they've been a team for quite a while.
Let's get it.
They've been a team for a couple years now. And then you have Diablo and Kid Cyrus. They've just started teaming up here recently. But I thought Diablo and Cyrus looked really good in this match. They kind of dominated for a while, but in the end, the veterans, old Parrish and Maniac, OWE, picked up the win. Overall, I thought it was a great match.
Yeah, absolutely was. And great to kick off the first half, because I think this is the earliest we've ever had intermission.
Oh, yes.
And I think it was just because of the way the tournament set up. So coming out of intermission, we had an exhibition match, singles match, between... Now, I'm trying to remember what adjective he wants us to use. He no longer wants us to call him dirty. I believe it's... Folks, send him in on my Twitter at Mike the Ref. What adjective do you want us to use to describe Dean Richter? But
I like dickhead.
I believe it was dazzling. He wanted us to use.
Yeah, so. Dazzling, no. Dean Richter.
No.
But anyway, he was taking on a newcomer to MPW in the Orion, which I actually got the name corrected on me.
Was
there.
His name the Orion?
I
had no idea what this guy's name was.
Orion. He debuted last month against the Killer Bee and absolutely obliterated him.
Menacing. Fucking menacing, this guy. I was so impressed.
He ends up hitting the Falling Star choke slam on Richter for the 1-2-3, regardless of the interference by the Stud Stable. And
I think this sets him up for to be the challenge, to have a shot at this title. He really deserves. He pinned the champion. He deserves a shot at that belt.
Absolutely. And Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with Andre that he dominated this match, even when it was 3-on-1. He literally took all three guys out, and then he destroyed Dean Richter. I mean, how impressive can you be when you take Colonel out, Crazy Core, and Nightmare out, and still picks up the win? Impressive.
This guy is 6 foot, oh my God, 300 and some pounds, and he's just a destructive force.
Scary big. Scary freaking big.
Like, folks, I'm talking Taker Kane big right now, size-wise. And the ability that he can do. I will say the spot of the night for me in this match, belly-to-belly overhead suplex by him.
Oh, my God.
I think Richter was going to throw up in a camera.
The ring.
I think he was going to end up in a camera bay. But anyway, let's get back to the tournament here, guys, with our first semifinal. And this ended up being shocking in more than one way.
Yes.
Not only during the match, but after the match. We had the Irishman and Massive Damage, who won their first round, taking on Maniac and Chris Parrish. Now, essentially what ended up happening here is Massive Damage tried to get to the corner, but Chris Parrish pulled off.
The Irish abandoned him.
No, he didn't.
I saw Irish abandon him.
I love how... this is why I do not have Andre on color currently right now, because he doesn't see what actually happens. All right, so long story short, Parrish pulls Irishman off the ring apron, bashes him in the corner.
Twice.
Andre doesn't see jack shit.
No. And Irish abandoned him. I even said it to him, and
And Massive agreed with me.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Massive's been acting a little funny lately. I don't know what it is, but...
He's realizing that he can't trust the people he thought he could. It's people he can't trust anybody.
Now, let's take that out of the picture, because we'll get back to that in just a second here. Andre, your thoughts on the match itself?
Oh, I thought great match. OWE over. I'm a big fan of these guys. They use the double team ability very well in taking down massive damage and getting end up with the win. So, honestly, it looked great, and I'm happy these guys moved on. They deserve it.
Brian, your thoughts, since you're a little more of a sobering thought here?
Oh, it was not a bad match. Just the double teaming. OVW pulled the over the Irishman
OWE.
And
OWE.
OWE, whatever.
Yeah.
Pulled over the Irishman and massive here, especially Parrish coming, pulling Irishman off, ramming him into the post, not once, but twice, which allowed the double teams, and OWE got the wins and they advanced. But. Then they have the shocking of the night.
Yeah, following that, we got the shocking announcement from the Irishman that he's foregoing a match with
Davey Boy Smith
Jr., who is the big mysterious announcement tonight, that he will be at Monster Pro Wrestling next month, September 3rd at the Alberta Avenue Hall.
Nice.
We'll talk about him at the end here, but... He's foregoing a match with him to take on Massive Damage. Now, that hasn't been approved by the MPW head office, so Commissioner
it'll get approved.
I don't know. That it might be, it might not be.
There's better opponents for Harry to face.
But your thoughts on this match being set up for next month?
Honestly, I hope Massive Damage rips Irishman's head off and takes that title.
Well, I think if this match happens, I think it's going to be a hard-hitting, fighting affair, and these guys are just going to take everything they have in their arsenal and literally probably destroy each other in this match.
All right, we got... Let's get to our last two matches here. We'll power through this here.
The co-main event of the evening.
Without a doubt. You had the Stud Stable, fresh after beatdown from the Orion, taking on Youngblood Cody Blade and Kato. I thought that the numbers game was going to catch up with the quicker team again.
But in
the end, it was two splashes from Kato and Youngblood off the top rope onto both opponents that ends up getting them the 1-2-3.
Looked great.
Now, before we get to what happened after the match, let's talk about what happened during the match. Andre?
What happened during the match? You tell him.
A lot of moves?
Yeah, like, the high-flying from, like, Cody and Kato looked great. Man, overall, like, it's hard to even remember what happened. Like, it's just such a good match. Like I said before, Cody's looking better and better every time we see him. He's... becoming one of the best here in this promotion. I really think he has a really, really strong future in pro wrestling. I really do, because he's just that damn good. And Kato's it was a great match overall. And the post match, I loved even more. It was a great post match, like, from what happened after.
Well, we'll get to that in 1 second here, but I want to get Brian's thoughts first.
Oh, overall, though, this was a great match. You had the smaller team of Kato and Cody taking on the bigger team of Crazy Core and Nightmare, and literally it was back and forth, and in the end Kato and Cody got the win tonight and they advanced. But like we said, now what happened is shocking.
Yeah, after the match, the Stud Stable just decided to lay a beat down on these two.
There was a reason. We'll get to it.
I seriously don't think there was any decent reason other than they're a bunch of assholes. But
I watched it happen. There was a payoff.
I'm sorry, that was out of camera, so I didn't see it.
Okay,
but
so you want me to explain it?
By all means.
So they beat the crap out of them, you know, what was it, Youngblood or Kato through a table?
It was Kato.
They put Kato through a table, just destroy Youngblood, and as they're leaving, out comes the One World Empire. Chris Parrish has a big wad of cat, or like it was, looked like it was a wrap package, but could obviously tell it was a bunch of money. Hands it to Vince Austin, And then they shake hands, and the OWE comes out, and the match pretty much starts immediately, and they have a huge advantage off the start.
Oh, no, wow. No. Oh. Actually, before that, they were going to try and put Kato through the table, but the security and the ref stopped it, so they could not have the advantage and just go take a ladder and grab the tag team titles, which would have been unfair.
Very yeah, the One World Empire ended up putting him through the table.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was it. Sorry.
Sorry. That was just the start of the match there. Yeah. But.
A table break before the start. Let's just go with that, and you can just believe what happened from there.
Yeah, well, either way, let's get to the final here, guys. One more. We got some acronyms here. We got YO50. We got OWE.
In TLC.
And in TLC, and I got OMG.
Oh, everybody in the place got OMG.
I don't want to do this match justice by describing all the things that ended up happening in this match.
Let's just go a couple of high spots and then let the fans watch it on DVD, honestly.
Go ahead, Andre. I'll let you go first.
The amount of table breaks. Probably the biggest one to me was Chris Parrish off the turnbuckle onto a table on the outside, crashing through. Huge one. Then there was a double table break from like Maniac and Kato both going through their own table respectively about the same time. Honestly, like, this match was in complete insanity. The chair shots, the ladder shots, the table breaks, crazy. And OWE wins the titles in the end.
Yeah, and for me, it was the pull the guy through the rung.
Yes.
Like, the way it finished is Blade was trying to catch interference on Parrish going up there. Maniac grabs his leg, puts him through a ladder, and then puts his neck across the support bar on the ladder that Parrish is going up,
yeah,
which is perpendicular.
You got to see this. It's insane.
Folks, you got to see it to believe it here. Well, Brian, let's get your thoughts on the match here.
All of this match was insane. Lots of, like Andre said, you guys said, lots of high-flying spots. So I think we had 3 or 4 table breaks tonight. Alone in this match.
At least 5.
And I mean, this match was insane, and the chair shots, the ladder shots. Like he said, the move that Diablo, or who?
Empire?
It's hard enough. We have to try and figure out which spot is which.
Kato threw off Parrish to the table outside. The table literally went flying, and I thought the whole curtain area was going to literally come down.
Cause oh, yeah.
It was, like, literally insane. Like, my God.
I seriously thought Parrish was dead.
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, I thought he was absolutely dead at that point.
Jesus
and,
Christ, yes.
But, yeah, in the end, the One World Empire gets the tag team titles. And, damn it, these guys, I was happy that they ran out. They lost their belts to Irish and Young Buck Cody Blade, respectively. But now they got more gold again. Damn it.
Oh, I love it. Like, One World Empire will rule forever.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to go with that. So, what do you want to do, the big announcement or the stars first? Let's go with the big announcement first.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, it was announced at the beginning of the show by the promoter, J.D. Doyle, who got the privilege of doing ring announcing tonight due to the Sicilian Assassin being part of the tournament, that next month, September 3rd, at the Alberta Avenue Arena, we are going to have an appearance in a match by Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Scheduled Irishman, but we now with the whole challenge, we're not totally sure.
We got no clue who he's going up against, but we know it's going to be a hell of a match regardless because we know who's involved. So, Brian, you want to give any thoughts before we move on to our stars?
I think it's going to be great to see Davey again. I haven't seen him in a couple of years now, but it'd be great to see him again. Looking forward to it.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, time to go to our stars, folks, here, and we're going to, as we've been talking about over the last few months, I am a hell of a hard grader here.
Yeah.
It is very hard to get 4 and 5 out of us. We're still going to go with 3.5 tonight, and unfortunately, I'm going to call our referee crew as part of that.
I agree.
So who wants to go first for their stars tonight?
I'll give it.
Okay, first star, Andre.
I'm going with OWE throughout the entire night, with their interference, their ability to work the matches very well, and them with their, it's due to the experience of those two working together for so long, they winning these tag team titles tonight. So I'll give my first start to the OWE, man. They looked phenomenal tonight, and everything they did, especially that finisher they have now, and that modified one when they used a chair on Cody Blade there during the TLC match, man. They're just looking almost perfect. I know they lost the title. Like, I know Irish got the heavyweight title last time, but they're back with gold, and I see them reigning for a little while at least.
Absolutely. So, Brian, you get the second star.
My second star is I'm going to give it to the fans, and that they were into this from the beginning all the way through, on their feet, chanting, and especially the last match. They were nonstop yelling and screaming. It was incredible. I thought the fans were really great tonight for it.
Well, folks, I'm going to pile on the extra half star on there as well for the other reason, not just the loudness of the fans, but the quantity of fans.
Yes.
Now, last night they put out 260 chairs. That's about, I'd say, about three-quarters capacity. They ran out of those half hour before the show started. I think total capacity here was close to, I'd say, about 350 in a range, somewhere there. There were standing people on the outside, and good on them. Absolutely loud, and I can't wait to see this continue to grow here. And my last star.
You better be toy.
Oh, I am.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I am.
We got, and you know what?
We got the man who stole the damn show. Just damn. Say it. Admit it.
Chris Paris.
He is so good. That's right. That's my partner. One half of the tag team champions. How are your words tasting?
I bet you like bruschetta covered in dog crap.
I was waiting for this, guys, because, yep, I will give the devil his due here. You guys did a hell of a job. Congratulations to both of you. You actually did a fantastic job. You got anything you want to say?
Always do. Like, you act surprised.
Where's your other belt?
Ooh, nice little blue button.
It's called a title. If you're a referee, you should know the difference.
Yeah, he's got a point. Plus that, and if you notice, when he won that, Massive came out to help him win. So, I mean, who really cheated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Be honest. If you're going to talk smack about me helping him, at least say something about Massive helping Irishman.
That's okay. We got our
who we beat, by the way.
Yeah, we got our one-uppers tonight, and we'll continue to get our one-uppers.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we spanked them like kids, didn't we?
Well, the kids should be spanked. This generation's terrible.
Yeah.
You guys win again. I can't believe we're actually going to have him on a podcast here this week.
But, I am looking so forward to it.
But, Parrish, you did it. I'll give you credit. You did it. All the credit in the world to you.
I believe there is one word to say it.
Would you like to do the on it?
Awesome.
Jerk.
Fair enough.
But I digress.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks, Rachel.
All right. And my third star, I'm going to give it to the one singles match here and the one competitor there. The Orion has made such an impact now, and he's definitely in line for a provincial title shot. And everything's going to go crazy here going into the Road to Retribution here, so...
Hey folks, it's Mike the Ref here back at Edmonton SPN World Headquarters. We had a little problem with the audio here as the show was closing up, as well as I think my audio device was getting eaten by a Pikachu, so I wanted Andre to make sure he captured it. So, first of all, a big thank you to Andre C. of Wrestling Clarity, as well as the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, for joining me on Quick Calls this week. Coming up on the network... In terms of podcasts, this week we are going to be very busy with podcasts. First of all, coming out on Monday will be the latest edition of This Month in the PWA. The legend T. James Logan got a chance to sit down with Big Bad Boris and talk about the Night of Champions card last June at the Century Casino down in Calgary. Numerous interviews with the stars, including newly signed by the WWE, Jinder Mahal, known as Tiger Raj Singh down here in PWA circles. And then coming out on Tuesday, we are going to have Andre C's latest edition of Wrestling Clarity, where he and the wrestling mind Brian Hamilton sat down and discussed the first round of the Cruiserweight Classic, their thoughts, their overall opinions of what happened, and their predictions going forward. So can't wait to check that out. Then following that, coming up, I believe it's going to be this Thursday, we're going to get a double shot of podcasts. The legend T. James Logan got to sit down for an edition of Wrestling Now with now one half of the MPW Tag Team Champions, Maniac, take out the crazy, insane abilities of Maniac. And he has a very good wrestling mind, folks. Watches a lot of the product and has a real good sense of the product. And I can't wait for you guys to hear this interview coming out. And then also this Thursday will be the edition of the Blown Calls show that should have been coming out last week, but we'll discuss those matters on the show, what happened there. My main topics of the day are going to be the changing rules to MMA standards, as well as a little comment made during one of the CFL halftime shows talking about critics. Sort of fits into some of the stuff that's gone on over the last couple months here with Edmonton SPN. And then my main topic for the week is going to be the top 20 people that are going to benefit from the brand extension, both in good and bad ways, because I think it's a benefit either way in some cases. So our next edition of Quick Calls is actually going to be on the 19th of August, coming from the Springbrook Multiplex, where RCW is kicking off their aggression tour with their special guest star, Jesse Neal. Now, the only advertised match that I've seen so far is Michael Richard Blaze defending the British Caldwell title against Leon Grayson, which very well could be Leon Grayson's last match in Springbrook, as he has a loser leaves town match on the 20th in Edmonton against the Bossing Adonis. So if you're at Springbrook, come check that out. If you're in Edmonton, check that out as well. We are going to be doing a quick call show from the PWA show on the same night on the 20th. So that's another topic I'll discuss coming up this Thursday. So we'll leave that there. Now make sure you go check out our Front Row Mafia shirts at www.whatamaneuver.net/EdmontonSPN. The Front Row Mafia shirts are available in 12 different colors. Great feel to the shirts. And we are going to be looking into getting a second design put up here in the next couple months here. So just trying to get the final details put together on it. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, we are easily available at EdmontonSPN for the group. Or you can get a hold of me at MikeTheRef. Andre C. is available at ThatCanadaGuy. Brian Hamilton, The Wrestling Mind, is available at The Wrestling Mind. If you want to get a hold of the show, best way to get a hold of us is at edmontonspn@gmail.com. Just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena with the Monster Pro Wrestling Tag Team Tournament for 2016 here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.